And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Want Ads Get Results. This is another chapter in the book we call The Canine Mutiny. It's sort of a mystery. Bunny, Sparky's dog, disappeared. All the other dogs in the neighborhood have disappeared too. Just went away. We don't know where they are. Naturally, all the kids are quite upset about this. As today's episode begins, Sparky, Mayor Plumpfront, and I are talking about the matter. The mayor and I are trying to console Sparky in the living room of our house in Cincinnati, all the way up the next block.
Oh, me, oh, me, oh, me, oh, me, oh, me. Oh, me, oh, me. Poor little old bunny. Poor little bunny, my poor little old missing doggy.
Well, now, lad, just calm down. Take it easy. Everything will be all right. You just wait and see.
Oh, but, Mayor, I'm worried. Bunny's been gone now for 3 days.
Well, we know that. We're doing everything we can. We put an ad in the lost and found section of the newspaper, Sparky.
Yeah, I know, but just because we put an ad in the lost and found section of the newspaper, that doesn't mean that Bunny will be found and returned.
Oh, lad, you can be pretty sure if Bunny is found, he'll be returned. I mean, who could pass up the reward we offered?
Yeah, if Bunny is found. Yeah, that's the part I don't like, Mayor.
Well, lad, it stands to reason Bunny has to be somewhere. I'll bet you right now little Bunny is in somebody's house, nice and comfortable, getting good meals every day, and I'll bet whoever's got him is probably wondering right now at this very minute who he belongs to.
Yeah, and maybe whoever got him likes him a lot and wants to keep him.
Oh, now, Sparky, that's not very likely.
Yeah, I know it isn't. It isn't very likely that Bunny's in somebody's house, either. Bunny would never have wanted to run away from home. And besides, all the dogs in the neighborhood have disappeared. I mean, that's the thing that makes it, you know, that's what's hard to understand.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. But still, I'm sure it'll turn out all right.
I sure hope so. Just can't understand where Bunny could have disappeared to and how come all the other dogs in the neighborhood disappeared at the same time.
Well, lad, I'll just bet you a dollar to a donut that once your lost and found ad appears in the newspaper, Bunny will be returned all right.
So I hope you're right.
Hey, wasn't that the paper I just heard landing on the front porch? Go out and see if it was, Sparky. I believe the paper boy's come.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, that lad sure has got himself in a dither there.
Well, I don't blame him. After all, Sparky's dog is one of his very best friends, and you just can't, you can't blame him for being upset about this.
No, I guess not. Well, you can take a look at the paper here.
Yeah, was the paper all right, Big John? Here,
yeah.
Help me find the place where they have the lost and found ad.
Oh, okay. Now, let's see. Usually back here in the last pages.
Back here in the classified section, Buster.
I know. That's what I'm looking for.
Is that it?
No, wait a minute. Here's for the houses, real estate, used cars. Lost and found. Pets. That's one of the lost and found pets.
Oh, come on, let me see. Where's my ad? Let me read them.
Well, just a minute. My goodness, the paper isn't going to fly away. Here,
let's see. What does this first ad say? Lost. One dog about a foot high and a foot and a half long. Brown with white ears and chest. Oh, that's Globby Globenstall's dog. See, it says here, answers to the name of Bunyan. That's Globby's dog's name.
Bunyan, what a name for a dog.
See what else Globby's ad says. If found, please return to Globby Globenstall, who will give you a reward. And then it's got Globby's telephone number.
What does the other one say?
If anybody finds my dog, Jughead, I will give you a reward.
Jughead?
Well, that's Charlie Clemerding's.
Oh.
Let's see, the rest of the ad says, Jughead is a black dog with four legs, but he only uses three of them when he runs. Yeah, you should see Jughead when he runs. He holds up one of his back legs.
That's what we used to call an arithmetic dog, lad.
What?
Arithmetic dog.
What do you mean, arithmetic dog?
Well, when he runs, he puts down three and carries one. You get it? You get it, man?
Yeah, I get it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's see, after that, Charlie tells he's offering a $10 reward. Boy, $10. He mustn't think his dog is as worth as much as I think my dog is worth.
Hey, come on, read the ad that we put in for Bunny. Where is it?
Let's see. Next one says, lost a dog. Name, Funny Face. Funny Face is a sheepdog with so much hair on his head, you can't tell if he's got a face. Push back the hair and you'll see why he has got the name he has. If found, telephone Humboldt 5977 and ask for rabbit ears. Reward.
Funny Face. Where do them kids get them names for those dogs?
Let's see here. The next ad says, if anybody finds a dog who doesn't look like a dog, that's my dog who was lost last Wednesday. He is about 15 inches high and about 15 inches long, has black and white spots and a lot of light brown hair with dark brown stripes. His name is Dr. Farnsworthy. He isn't worth anything, but I'll give a $10 reward for his return.
What an ad. Skip the rest of that one, Sparky. What's next? Ours, I hope. Whose was that, by the way?
That was Smiling Sam Bishop's ad.
Oh.
See, it says here, if found, please call Smiling Sam Bishop at Montana 695.
Yeah, well, go on, read this.
Let's see. Whose ad's this next one? Called Lost, a white dog who looks gray because he's dirty. He's very bashful. His name is Blank. Please return to the home of Waldo Wunderlich. Generous reward.
Blank. What in the world kind of a name is that for a dog, Blank?
Well, man, the reason the Wunderlich twins' dog is named Blank is because he doesn't really have a name, see? You know, the twins are so bashful. Well, they're too bashful to even talk to their dog, so he never got a name.
Oh.
Everybody just calls him Blank. He has to be called something.
I see. Don't look so bewildered, Mayor. I don't understand half the things that those Wunderlich twins do either. Is your ad next, Sparky?
Let's see. A petty greed French poodle.
Poodle.
Answers to the name of Sir Malcolm. Reward, $50. $50? I mean, Cyril Rappaport sure does think a lot of his dog.
Well, what about your ad? Isn't it in there?
No, I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Lost, one Boston toy bull terrier. Small piece out of left ear. Name is Bunny. Please return to Sparky. He will give you a $25 reward. Hey, Big Johnson, Cyril Rappaport offered $50 reward for his getting his dog back. What do you think? You think maybe we'd better make our reward bigger?
No. First, let's see what kind of results we get from this ad. The $25, no use going to 50, and we might get it back for 25.
Hey, here's Betty McGlink's ad. Hey, he offers $50 reward, too.
Well, look at the money Biddy's father's got. He's not a mobile salesman. He makes more money in a week than I do in 2 months. I can't afford a reward like that.
Oh, telephone's ringing. Hey, do you think that's somebody who has found Bunny?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Answer the phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Hello? Sparky speaking. Did you find my dog? Oh, hello, Cyril. What have you got in your mind? Anything important?
Must be something important or Cyril wouldn't call. Cyril is one boy who very seldom makes needless telephone calls.
What? Oh. Hey, no kidding.
What did I tell you? Told
Cyril.
You important. What do you think it is?
Great. Wonderful.
Oh, no, we'll find out.
Oh, soon. That's good news, Cyril. Yeah, I better hang up, Cyril. Maybe they're trying to call me. Yeah, I'll say. Yeah, so long, Cyril. Hey, Big John, what do you think? Cyril just got a telephone call from a man who said he found Cyril's dog, and he's going to bring Sir Malcolm home tonight.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And, hey, maybe Bunny will be found soon, too. Boy, those newspaper ads are really getting results.
Yeah, but I tell you, lad, you just wait and see. Pretty soon you'll be getting a telephone call from somebody who found your dog, too.
Oh, maybe that's it. I'll bet it is. I'll bet that's somebody calling to say they found Bunny.
Well, we'll find out there.
What's up?
That's Biddy McGlink, huh?
Yeah. Hey, good for you, boy. Yeah, looks like those ads in the Lost and Found column are really doing their job.
Oh, looks like Biddy got his dog back, too, Mayor.
Yep, well, wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you told me, Biddy. Well, listen, Biddy, old buddy. I better hang up just in case somebody found Bunny and wants to call me on the phone. Yeah, okay. So long. Hey, what do you think of that, Big John? Some man just called Biddy and told him that they found Biddy's dog. And he's going to bring Biddy's dog. Biddy's dog is coming home tonight anyway, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, fine. So a man found Biddy's dog, too, huh? Well, what do you think, Mayor? Both Biddy and Cyril offered $50 rewards.
Yep. Looks like they're going after the big rewards first, doing it, Buster.
That's what it looks like to me, too. Well, it appears they're walking right into the trap.
Trap? You mean they? What are you and the mayor talking about, Big John?
Never mind, Sparky. The mayor and I have an idea about the strange actions of all these dogs, and we've had this idea all along. You just let us take care of this. You're going to get the biggest surprise of your young life.
Hey! Is there a mystery going on around here that I don't even know about? Hey, Ralph, you let me in on this. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Ask me, something funny is sure going on around here, and I don't even know what it is. Mayor Plumpup and Big John are sure talking pretty funny about this whole thing. Now, what did they mean when they said it looks like they're going after the big rewards first? And what do they mean when they said, well, it looks like they're walking right into the trap? What trap? Well, I'm going to have to find out about this. I'll see you later, kids. So long.